AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil. I'm here with my best bud, Carl, and we go over top-tier promotion relegation in English soccer. Carl, how was your week?
Oh, it's been a fine week. Work's been good. Hired a new employee. She's doing great. So I think my team's a well-oiled machine now. It really makes my life
easy. I'm sure she's not attractive at all. You hired her personally.
I don't hire based on looks, Phil. I hire based on ability. This is a meritocracy. I don't give a pretty face a free ride. That's not how Carl rolls.
Yeah, but she's probably like an eight, right?
No comment.
Yeah,
But yeah, it's good. We're having our Christmas party on Thursday, and I'm gonna be roasting everyone. So I've gotten my material worked out for that. So hopefully I don't get fired.
That's my biggest, I think when you gave your coworker the double-sided dildo for his birthday, that was the sign for me. Maybe
Yeah.
Carl can't get fired.
Yeah, and I gave my other coworkers, the lesbian couple, I gave them a pair of matching butt plugs, but I think they just broke up and they're moving out of their place, and she said that they gave them away. So I
Is
hope
that for real?
that's for real.
They couldn't decide who got the butt plugs.
So they said, yeah, those tough decisions when you're breaking up with someone, like whether it be pets or butt plugs or what have you. It's they're tough. But anyway, how's your week?
Yeah, everything's going good. I had a great night tonight. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I'm sure you have, but if you've ever been like the regular at a bar where you know everyone, like the managers, the owners, everyone, all the bartenders. I walked up at the bar and they were pretty obviously closed, but the lights were on. And so I thought I'd open the door. The door was open. And so I go in and then, I see the bar manager, it's a closed bar, but well, hey, since you're here, Phil, sit down and have a couple with me, don't have to pay because, the registers aren't open and, yeah, it was a good night. I got some free drinks and got to hang out with one of my buds, and the DJ ended up coming in. So three of us were just hanging out, just the three of us, knowing that nothing else was going on. It was a pretty good time.
Yeah, those are good nights. Yeah, I was a bartender for a little bit, and yeah, it was always, if you're cool, like you could stay after close and hang out. And like that was the best times, because that was like all the people you actually liked.
Yeah, the doors were locked, so you knew nothing was gonna happen, and it was just let's do our shit.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time tonight. Good time tonight. Got some good drinks.
Nice.
All right, Carl. Well, we had an exciting week of action. We're going to start in the championship on Tuesday at Vicarage Road, where Preston North End hosted Coventry. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have?
I I bet money on. Oh, that. Oh my God. Yes, I had the draw.
You can't look this up, Carl.
There's no way for me to look it up.
Okay, good. Because, yes, you had the draw, but I hate when you remember this shit. The best is when you don't remember this, so.
Oh, I just remember because of your text messages.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, you did have the draw. I had Coventry $100 straight up minus 105 in the 38th minute. A foot race between Coventry's Haji Wright and North End's Liam Lindsay leads Lindsay to grab Wright by the shoulders to slow him down, and the ref shows Lindsay the red that would come into play later. No score until the 70th minute when Coventry's Jack Rodoni sends a shot that goes off North End's Andrew Hughes and into the goal for an own goal in the 77th minute. Preston North End, Paul Valentine streaks down the right side and sends a great cross to Daniel Jebetson, who flicks out his leg and snaps the ball. Top shelf. 1-1 draw, Carl. What a match.
Wow. All I have to say is, wow.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Good match. Everson, the Spud Bro.
Check his boots. Check his boots. Check the left, check the right, just like you should.
His goaltender had a nice foot save on Haji Wright kind of earlier in the match. Haji had some opportunities and
Right at the it was like the first 15 minutes.
yeah, he just like kept threatening and couldn't finish it. But
Right.
he had Liam Lindsay beat dead to rights on that one, and Liam Lindsay was like, "All right, the only thing I can do is pull on him and hope they don't call it." But it was obvious, so they,
Oh yeah, it was two shoulders. He grabbed him by both shoulders.
yeah. And then Haji actually did score a goal that was called offside.
Called off. Yep.
Yeah, and then the Coventry goal, that was kind of an unfortunate deflection. Watching that, if I was watching it live, I would have been like, oh fuck, of course that happens to the Spud
Yeah,
Bros.
but the pass from Bobby Thomas to Rodoni, like it was a great pass. Yeah, it may have been an own goal, but it was all set up. Like
It
that should have been
was,
a goal.
yeah. And Jebison's goal was pretty nice.
Yes, it was.
Just a great placement. Just got, enough of a foot on it. And yeah, got it up to a place where it could not be saved. What a, I mean, and then my bet. I can't wait to hear that later in my results and see what that did for me. Because I know it was really good odds for me. So I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. I'm really, really thankful. I want to thank the Spud Bros personally. I want to fly to Preston. I don't even know what part of England that is, but I'll figure it out. I'll take a bus from London, and I want to go thank the Spud Bros.
I hope it's the longest bus ride ever.
Good match.
All right, Carl, let's move to the Valley where Charlton took on Middlesbrough. In the 34th minute, Charlton can't clear the ball, and Riley McGree puts a strong finish on the ball for Middlesbrough. They go up 1-0 in the 45 plus 4 Middlesbrough streak towards the box, and Morgan Whittaker gets a nice ball in between the keeper and the near side post. 2-0 for Middlesbrough in the 81st minute. Charlton are pressing, and Rob Apter sends a cross that Middlesbrough's George Edmondson tries to head clear, but it goes into the goal for an own goal. Charlton short on this one. 2-1 Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough. This Whitaker guy is really hot right now. I think he's at this point
Five
in
straight.
five
Five
straight,
straight games with a goal.
five and five. Like
Yep.
that's you're on your way to a good season when you have streaks like that.
I mean, even if you have a mediocre season, that's going to make your stats look good, right?
Yep, totally. I guess before the match, a Charlton fan. I was there doing some kind of
Yes,
ceremony.
I have this in my notes. Yeah,
Yes,
go ahead.
Charlton fan. Headphones Norm.
Headphones Norm. That's a name I had.
He died at the previous match. So a little morbid, but that's nice that they're honoring him. I wonder what kind of guy this guy was. I mean, did they even talk to him at all if he was always wearing headphones? Like,
Well, apparently, he's like, you remember in the old days when we used to go to Candlestick Park to watch the Giants game, there used to be the guy listening to the radio because it was live, right? There was no delay with TV. The radio was always live, so you could listen to the radio and watch the game simultaneously. It sounds like that's what he was. He listened to the radio broadcast of all the
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Charlton Games while he was there, and his nickname was Headphones Norm. So,
Yeah, but back in the Giants game days, I do remember that. Like, they wouldn't didn't, they didn't have any. They weren't wearing headphones. They just had it blasting out of a transistor radio.
well, I remember the first cordless headphones, and they were like the styrofoam puffs on the ear with the antenna going out, and you had to like change AA batteries every 3 innings.
God, I miss those days. I wish it was like that now, don't you?
No.
I wish the music was on Discman, where you
I, dude, we have to. At my work, I work in a retail place. We have to watch batteries like they're like life and
Oh
death. And I'm
yeah.
like, who the fuck uses batteries anymore?
Yeah, no, man, like batteries, I bet that's a highly stolen item, 'cause
Yeah, very, very high stolen item, but I don't need them until my remote runs out of batteries every 6 years.
Yeah, whenever that happens to me, I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot this thing was battery powered.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Just hitting the buttons, like taking the batteries out and putting them back in. Like, maybe there's still a little juice in there.
Where is the micro USB port for my remote?
I'm surprised that's not a thing yet.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so RAP headphones Norm. I hope you're wearing the great Bose headphones in the sky.
Longtime listener, Headphones Norm, you've always been with us since episode one. We miss you, bro. Our ratings have gone down exponentially.
If anyone wants to hear some great classics, go to any of the episodes where Headphones Norm calls into the show, goes on drunken rants. It's amazing. I don't know what Charlton's doing, that manager. Anyway.
Good call, Carl. Next game, we go Wednesday to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosted your Stoke City. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. What'd you do?
No, I'm sure I went Stoke.
Yeah, you did. You went big though, $50 plus 265 straight up. I actually put two bets on it. I went $50 Stoke straight up plus 265, and the 50 puck, excuse me, $50 draw plus 300. But of course, neither of us won. Ipswich start early in the second minute. Jaden Falonjean has a little give and pop with Marcelo Nunez at the top of the box, and Falonjean sends a nice curler in from way out. Ipswich go up 1-0, and that's the way this game would end, Carl.
Yeah, that's awesome. You go down in the first 3 minutes or 2 minutes, and then nothing else happens the rest of the game. Like, if you look at Stoke's numbers, like, they didn't do shit the entire game. They had more possession, but they had one shot on target.
Right.
Like, there was just nothing. And then Ipswich had six shots on target.
16.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
16.
16 shots on goal.
Yeah, well, not on goal, but.
Or, excuse me, 16 shots.
Yeah, but of course, Victor Johansson keeps us in the match once again. But just nothing doing on offense for Stoke. So yeah, this match was not fun for me to watch.
We'll move on then. Next game, iPro Stadium, Derby host Millwall. I put a little $50 on Millwall draw no bet +110. In the 81st minute, Millwall's Tierno Balo has the ball on the right side and sends it across that Derby's Matthew Clark accidentally heads into his own net. 1-0 for Millwall, but Clark makes good in the 88th minute. Basically holding Millwall's Jake Cooper while a corner comes toward them. Cooper has no choice but to head the ball into his own net. Two own goals. Derby get this 1-1.
Love that. The two goals the team scored for each other. Yeah, pretty awesome. I watched Rams TV.
Yep, I have that note. I had to watch Rams TV as well. Not as good as West Brom.
No. I was hoping for something, but it was.
Same. That's why I put it in my notes, and then that's why I didn't bring it up because we didn't get any exciting action from Jez or AJ.
Yeah, no, there wasn't much, but I noticed it was kind of a light crowd at Pride Park. For a team that's, I don't know, they're mid table, so it's not like they're absolutely shitty. So I would think, and Derby's been struggling to stay up, so they're having a good season by their standards. So I was a little surprised to see some empty seats. Yeah, Clark had a great header for the own goal. That was a nice one. And then but he redeemed himself, so you like to see it. You feel bad for these guys when they if that would have been the only goal. So it was nice to see him help them even it up, so he can probably, not hang himself.
Yeah, and only a few minutes after, too. So,
Yeah, so it's only a few minutes of misery for him.
no, yeah. And I mean, like I said, he basically held him. Like, it's not like he did a whole lot. He just held his fucking head like a big brother holding a little brother and made Cooper head it into his own net, basically. He was just like, I can't do anything from where I'm at. I'm just going to make you do it for me.
Yeah, and he's like, by God, I'm not losing this match 1-0 because of my own goal.
Well, his own goal wasn't even that bad. It was a cross. He was trying to clear it, but
Yeah, it happens, but it
oh.
still sucks.
Yep. All right, Carl, let's move to Ashton Gate where Bristol City hosted Leicester City. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have your money on?
Lester.
You had $50, Leicester draw no bet +120. I had $25 on the draw,
Oh, ooh,
+245.
there's your good one.
In the 16th minute, Bristol's Scott Twine can't clear the ball. Then trips recipient Steffi Mavadidi in the box for a penalty. Jordan Ayew has an easy pen. 1-0 Leicester in the 45th minute. Leicester's Bobby De Cordova-Reed gets the ball in the middle of the box and has an easy goal, 2-0. But in the 46th minute, Bristol are pressing and Mark Sykes finds himself in front of the goalkeeper with the ball and he nets it to cut the lead in half. And in the 83rd minute, Bristol are pressing on the left side and across from Emil Rees-Jacobsen for the header, 2-2. What a draw, Carl.
Oh, four goal thriller.
I wouldn't call this a thriller, but I'm with you.
Nah, I know. I'm just making fun of the YouTube titles.
No, Carl. We take the title thriller very seriously around here.
We do. Do you hear I made it into a new drop?
I heard. Yeah, I
I'm
never heard that song before. Who sings that song, Thriller?
I don't know. One of the Jacksons, I think it might be Jermaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Or
mean, it's
Tito.
catchy. Let me
Maybe
tell you what.
could be Tito. It's one of them.
God, I hope so. He's my favorite.
Oh, who doesn't love them some Tito? Yeah, poor tackle for the lesser penalty. That was a well deserved. Yeah, good match. But my main question about this whole thing is, do you think that the Bristol cameraman lives on the moon for the entire season, or does he come home between matches?
Do you think he gets altitude sickness whenever he comes home?
He gets the reverse bends.
Do you think they have to lower him slowly from the top of the stadium?
They have these tied to balloons, and like what they pop like one at a time until he gets lowered to earth.
Yeah. Do you think they give him an oxygen tank?
Love it. It just seems like it just keeps getting higher and further away. Like it's I just want to stop like commenting on it because we've said it so many times, but like every time I see it, I'm just
Every game there, it's from the moon.
like it must be like how their stadium is set up or something.
Yes, I agree. It has to be.
Yeah, but that's one of a kind, man. One of a kind. It's just like, and I think like I wouldn't even notice it if I hadn't been watching the highlights of the other games like back to back to back to back to back. Then all of a sudden I see this freaking it's like you're looking in binoculars like that, like in reverse. It's like you when you put the big side to your eye. Yeah, but anyway, good match. Bristol, they've been struggling.
Nice comeback from Bristol.
Yeah, they needed that comeback.
Not a thriller, but nice comeback. Next game, we'll go to MKM Stadium, where Hull City hosts Wrexham. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on?
I think I took Wrexham.
You did $50, draw no bet plus 115. I took the draw plus 255. We're both losers in this one. 10 minutes in. Hull are pressing the Wrexham D, and Kyle Joseph finds himself with the ball in front of the net, and he puts it in. Hull up 1-0 in the 67th minute. Hull's Ollie McBurnie streaks down the middle of the pitch, and Ryan Giles finds him for the cross, and McBurnie has to just get a boot on it. 2-0 Hull City.
Yeah, I think it might be time to start believing in Hull.
They're coming up. They are in our scope. That's for sure.
Yeah, I keep discounting them. I think I just think of like last season.
Yeah. And how
And
much they shit the bed.
so I just am like, oh no, they still suck. They can't be any good. And now they're like, I don't know, man. I might have to start changing my tune on them. I mean, look at these stats, man. Look at these stats. Hull 19 shots on target to Wrexham's 8. Hull 6 or oh 19 shots, excuse me. 19 shots on target would be insane. 19 shots to Wrexham.
Yeah, we be talking about the keeper.
Yeah, 19.
17 saves.
17 saves.
Fucking Howard over
Yeah,
here.
Tim Howard against Belgium. But yeah, just they're looking good. And
No, we've been talking about him more and more. You're not lying about that.
I still like this Wrexham goalie Okonkwo. I think he's really good, but he gets kind of hung out to dry a lot. But yeah,
Well,
Hull's the story of this match. This McBurnie guy, they keep bringing him off the bench and he keeps scoring. Like I think he's like their secret sauce.
Okay, so my big note is how fake of a name is Ollie McBurney? Like, it just sounds like the kind of name where someone's like, yeah, I got a best friend in Niagara Falls. Oh, yeah, what's his name? Ollie McBurney.
He's like watching fucking Weekend at Bernie's at the time, and he's like, McBurney, McBurney.
No, seriously. Like, when we go out to a bar in Niagara or something like that, when we go fucking raging, and someone goes, oh, yeah, who's that? It's our boy McBurney. Ollie McBurney. Yeah, that's our boy. That's our boy.
Their boy. And also, one other note. I was the highlights the whole time. I was barely even paying attention to the match, to be honest, because I was just looking around at the sidelines to see if Hull City mascot Amber dared to visit the dreaded North Stand. But I didn't even see her anywhere.
To be fair, they don't give you a whole lot of shots of the North Stand.
No. I guess if I watched like the whole match, I might have a chance to see something, but just the highlights, like they're not going to show you that.
The female mascot get sexually assaulted again? All right, Carl, let's go Saturday to Chasm Stadium for the weekend fixtures. Oxford United hosts Preston North End. Carl, the first thing I got in this one, the North End commentators making fun of the Oxford parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, the first thing I heard was, you didn't park there, did you? Oh, no, I didn't park there.
Oh my God, that's
So
hilarious.
something we've been talking about for at least this whole season plus last, but yeah, Preston had their fun with it too.
Oh,
In the
good.
20, I'm sorry, go
Oh, it's good. I'm glad we're not the only ones.
ahead. In the 26th minute, Preston North End are pressing at a nice cross, goes to the backside, and Jordan Story heads it in for the 1-0 lead. In the 49th minute, North End pressing again, and this time Daniel Jevetson is in front of the net to receive the cross for the 2-0 lead. In the 53rd minute, Oxford's Brian De Kersmaeker finds the ball at the top of the box and lets one fly. It's not enough. 2-1 North End in this one.
Oxford was attacking a lot. They had 24 shots, 8 on target. Preston North End only had 2 on target, and they both went in.
Yeah.
I don't know what that tells you, but I mean, the Preston goalie had 6 saves, which is great.
I mean, Preston's on the top side, and that's why we're following them. They've been playing well. Oxford is fighting to stay out of relegation,
Yeah,
so yeah.
last week you were just telling me how Preston's no good.
But I think they're coming back down to earth, but no, they've
Don't
been playing
you
well.
dare
They're still
slander my Spud Bros. But anyway,
insert music here.
it's coming, baby.
Oh, I know.
So Jordan Story, do you know who hitting the cross for the assist.
Possibly
Yeah, you want to take a guess?
for Jordan Story.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
So Preston North End has this pretty good player. His name's I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Thierry Small. He
I'm familiar.
he's really
A
good.
little guy named Michael Jordan. You ever heard of him?
But yeah, Preston. Yeah, they got business done. You got any notes on this?
No, that was it.
Yeah. Moving on.
Thank you. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to the CVS Arena where Coventry hosts Bristol City. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
Coventry.
Nope.
What? And
Yeah.
Bristol.
Yeah, you went long shot. $25, short time bet, but you went plus 295. I took $100 on Coventry minus 165 straight up. In the 64th minute, Coventry have a corner that Bristol can't clear, and Efren Mason Clark gets his boot on the ball. 1-0 Coventry, and you're a loser.
I was really hoping that it was nil nil at halftime. I'm like, okay, Bristol's got a shot at this.
Coventry's kind of had some close games lately too. We're not getting
Yeah,
the 4-0, 5-0 games that we were with Coventry anymore.
it's a little different now, but
Yeah.
Rushworth had a nice save on Sinclair Armstrong. Rushworth's the Coventry goalie. I noticed watching this and watching it in general is that Podgy Wright's kind of a black hole. He gets the ball and he's not he's he just is he's like tunnel vision. He's like, I'm going to
Fuck,
go
what
try
was
to
his
shoot.
name for the Warriors? Oh, God damn it.
I can't remember. I know who you're talking about, but
All
yeah.
right, I called it. Remember, I called it every time he fucking touched the ball. I
He's
said,
going it's
here
going
comes
up.
the black hole, and he'd take a shot.
It's
God
going
damn,
up.
I can't remember his name. And it was the Bad Warriors, too. This is
Yeah.
before Steph Curry.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. I'll go through basketball references.
Yeah, but this was before the Steph days.
Oh, this is way before. This is like it was in the 2000s or in the 90s, probably in the
This
2000s.
is a little after Baron Davis.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that and see who it'll as soon as I see the name, it'll probably be.
Same. Fuck, what
But
was his name? God damn it. But
yeah.
yeah, the black hole. Anytime it fucking touched him, I was like, it's never going to anybody else.
Yeah. But yeah, how do you rate? Like, I love the guy, but like he seems like he's never looking to pass. And I get that he's a striker and like his job is to score goals, but it's like, man, there's been a few times where it's like, dude, you got someone else open and he just takes some hard angle prayer of a shot. And I'm just like, oh, Haji, man, like you could have set your teammate up and
Well, yeah, or he can do what he does and get into the box and press the goalie and the defender and then just throw a little kick out for an easy goal. You know what I mean? To whoever's coming along the side, you know.
totally. But yeah, what else do I got on that? Mason Clark. Efren Mason Clark back at it. It seems like he'd been quiet for a minute. But he's still among the league leaders in goals. If not the league leader, I'm not really sure who is right
No, he's some guy from Southampton who we haven't been following at all.
Oh,
He's ahead of him.
wow. Okay. But
Yeah.
yeah, I thought Bristol had a chance. Yeah, their stats were really good in this one. Eight shots on target. Coventry only had four. So Coventry's goalie Rushworth had eight saves. That's a big game right there. Especially when it's a 1-0 finish.
Yeah, and that's what you need. You need to win the games 5-0 and 1-0, you know?
But congratulations on your bet.
Right, Carl, let's get through this one quick. We go to the Den where Millwall hosts Hull City, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have your money on?
I already know I had Millwall.
Yep, you had Millwall straight up plus 100. I had $50 on Hull, draw no bet plus 160. In the 6 minute, Hull send the ball forward, and a nice little cross goes to Kyle Joseph, who taps it in for the 1-0 lead. In the 13th minute, Hull streak to the offensive third again, and another cross finds Kyle Joseph in front of the net, 2-0. In the 76th minute, Millwall's Femi Azeez gets tangled with Joseph, and Azeez kicks Joseph As the attempt to get up and Aziz is shown the red card in the 80th minute, Millwall's Adomo Emoku takes the ball on the left side and bends one past the keeper to half it. But in the 88th minute, Hull's Ollie McBurney, the fake name I've ever heard in my life, my best friend Ollie McBurney from my Niagara, hangs out in the front of the goal, waiting for the cross, and he heads it in. Hull City win this one 3-1.
God, what an ugly match for Millwall. Just giving up the 3 goals at home, and then Aziz with the horrific red card.
Yeah.
Losing is cool in.
Yeah, it wasn't like a tackle or anything. He basically just got up and back kicked him.
Yeah, horse kicked him.
Yep, exactly. That's a great way to describe it. Horse kicked him.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I was like, what is going on? Like, I wonder if that could even warrant a suspension.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, not a whole lot to say. But yeah, Hull is on a roll right now. Doing it on the road, doing it at home. I mean, they just look really good right now. And I have to, you jumped on the train before I did, so I might need to jump on that train with you. What do you think about the match?
No, I'm with you. I think it's a we'll see. We've seen a lot of teams like from last season who come up and Bristol City reminds me of this come up and then die off. But they are hot right now. And I think I'm gonna ride Hull City till they tell me not to.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, let's move to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough took on the Park Rangers in the 30th minute. Middlesbrough sent the ball to a streaking David Strelick, who gets a one-on-one with the keeper and snaps it in 1-0 Middlesbrough. In the 36th minute, Morgan Whittaker gets the ball on the right side. He moves inside and blasts one past the diving keeper to go up 2-0. In the 50th minute, Koki Saito takes down Callum Britton in the box for a penalty. Tommy Conway puts it in to put Middlesbrough up 3-0 in the 70th minute. Britton takes down Rangers' Paul Smith in the box, and Rangers get a pen. Nicholas Madsen makes it 3-1, but Middlesbrough take the victory.
Yeah, pretty easy win for Burrow again. Them and Coventry look like the top two solidly.
Right now for sure. Middlesbrough arguably might even be in better form than Coventry at the moment,
Yeah,
despite Coventry's big lead.
hundred
But
percent.
yeah, they're looking really good.
At the beginning, the announcer referred to I guess Burrow. The week before, excuse me, had won late on a late goal, and the guy who scored the goal took his shirt off to celebrate. But the announcer said, "I wonder if this week's match will also be pants-droppingly good." And I watched the highlights from the other match to see if like he took his pants down or someone took their pants down. I couldn't find anything, so I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I gotta look at it because the match before they won pretty handily, but it might have been less than a week being a double fixture.
Oh,
So,
you know what? It was Park Rangers that won late. That's what it was.
oh yeah, and we don't cover them, so I'm not familiar.
Yeah. So yeah, Morgan Whittaker, 6-6, one of the hottest players in the well, probably the hottest player in the
Yeah,
championship.
six goals in six games, you're saying?
Yeah, so he's looking real good right now, and if he keeps playing like that, yeah, Middlesbrough gonna be tough to beat. What do you think?
I think you nailed it on the head. Coventry and Middlesbrough are the two teams on top right now. It's not even close. Like I said, I think Middlesbrough might be in better form at the moment, but they're still 5 points behind Coventry, so.
Yeah. You know who's not in good form though?
The Rangers.
Phil, it's time to play Name That TV Channel. All right, welcome back to Name That TV Channel. I'm your host, Gene Simmons of KISS. I just got back from being on the road for 7 months on our Gargle My Love tour, and now I'm going to be going back out on the road on the...
Hitting every Indian casino from Phoenix to Portland, Maine.
Yeah, we're going to hit them all. Chick Chansey, Chumash, we're going to see them all. But yeah,
Cash Creek.
Yeah, Cash Creek. Yeah, but I'm going to be going out soon here on the It's Okay, You Can Spit It Out Now tour. But today I'm here to give away hopefully some cash and prizes to our contestant, Phil. Phil, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, doing well. How you doing?
I'm Gene Simmons of KISS. I'm always doing great. I live the high life. Lots of beautiful women. Maybe a couple dudes too once in a while. Just good stuff. Phil, I heard that you have a large commemorative spoon collection. You want to tell me about that?
Actually, it's just a collection of people, large people that I've spooned. You misunderstood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in the notes they didn't the production assistant didn't specify that. He's gonna get fired. Don't worry. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're getting that nice soft love from these large women.
Well, who said they're all women?
That's true. I mean, Gene Simmons knows better than anyone else.
And claim to fame, I big spooned Louis Anderson for an hour and a half.
That must have felt like heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Phil. Well, let's get to the game. So tonight, if you can guess the name of the T-Mone TV channel, you will, at my next show, get to choose my groupie. And for if you give Gene Simmons of KISS an extra $500, he'll let you watch the act.
Well, thank you.
How's that sound, Phil?
I already know who it's going to be. It's that large woman in the front row that looks like Louis Anderson.
Louise Anderson. All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so tonight's team owned TV channel is Queens Park Rangers. Phil, name that TV channel.
That has got to be QPR. No. Yeah, it's got to be QPR, QPR TV.
Oh, so close. I'm sorry, Phil. The correct answer is QPR plus.
Oh, God damn it. The
I
TV, the
know.
plus. It's always the TVs and the pluses. These motherfuckers.
You had a 50-50 shot at it, and you just, well, I guess I'm gonna have to have a roadie go find me a groupie at the next show. But Phil, you've been a wonderful contestant, and that's all the time we have on Name That TV Channel. And remember, if Gene Simmons can't come in her, Gene Simmons is gonna come.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. As we said earlier, Coventry and Middlesbrough firmly on top in the top two positions. Playoff standings look like Preston North End, Millwall, Ipswich, and Hull. Right behind them, Stoke City, Leicester City, and the Park Rangers still within grasp. Sheffield Wednesday, with a draw, has moved to minus 9 points in 24th in the standings, as we continue our Wednesday watch.
Yep, they're just a mere 29 points out of not getting
Out
relegated
of safety.
out of safety. Yeah, so there's still a long way to go. Minus 9, and their goal differential, it's only minus 25.
It's a long season, right?
It's gonna be a real long season for them. Real long. Pompey is they got a win, so they're out of relegation.
Yeah, but Oxford in their parking lot currently getting relegated.
That parking lot might thin out a little bit if they go to League One. Who would have guessed before the season that Preston, the Spud Bros, and Hull City would be in the playoffs come
Yeah.
box out near Boxing
Stoke
Day?
right there. I mean, don't sell you guys self short. Stoke's big time.
It's an interesting group. I do want West Brom. They just won. I want them to catch fire so we can get more Jez and AJ. So hopefully they win a few. But
Yeah, they're a little ways out, aren't they?
a little bit. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
They're, what, five, six points out?
Yeah, six from the final playoff spot, yeah.
So, I mean, they string a few wins together, they could be right there again.
All right, Carl. As we alluded to last week, we were going to talk about the championship belt in the Championship League. So I did this Royal Rumble status. Every team that got a win starting in match fixture one and on until the last remaining team was left, and then that team became champion. Draws didn't count as victories. If you drew, you were done. So starting in match week four, Middlesbrough becomes your championship champion. And I'll go through it. They defeated Stoke and Middlesbrough, the last two. How do I say? Not undefeated, but continuously winning teams. So in match day four, Middlesbrough takes the belt, and they lose it in match week nine to Portsmouth, of all people. Shortly after that, match week 11, Coventry defeat Portsmouth, but it was only a couple weeks later when the mighty Wrexham Dragons took it in match week 13. And Wrexham held it for 7 weeks, Carl, until Hull City beat them in match week 20. And Hull City is your current championship champion of the world.
So Hull's, well deserved with how they've been playing
Yep,
lately.
they've been playing good.
We might get to talk about who they're gonna defend the belt against here this weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be a match that you'll want to see, I guarantee
I already looked.
it. Well, that being said, let's look ahead to next week's action. Saturday, we go to the Deepdale, where Preston North End hosts Norwich City. Preston North End favorites in this, +120 straight up, Norwich +210. Carl, we don't have any DraftKings match of the week, matches of the week this week in Championship or Prem. So feel free, any numbers you like, feel free to bet on. And I'll do the same. Let's try and get some action going this week.
Definitely. I'll definitely pick out at least a few.
So who do you think is going to win, Preston or Norwich?
I mean, Preston for sure.
Yep. I don't like the odds. Norwich is terrible this year, but it's only +120 for Preston to win straight up, meaning I can almost guarantee they have negative odds. Well, not negative, but they'll be given some vig in the draw no bet. So yeah, I'm with you. I think Preston win this at home. I take a draw no bet if I had the option, but I'm not laying any money on this one.
No, I'm good. The odds aren't good, and I don't trust Norwich City to find something. I mean, you never
No,
know, but
they've been looking awful.
they're fighting for their lives at this point, which I never expected.
No, neither did I. Neither did I. Next game, we'll go to Ewood Park, where the Blackburn Rovers host Millwall. Carl, the Blue and Whites +115 favorites at home. Millwall +235 on the road straight up. Who you got in this one?
Oh, I mean, dude, give me that Millwall money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah. I like it. What's the Drano bet for Millwall?
Plus 145 for Millwall.
Yeah, give me 50 on Millwall Drano bet. Are you gonna touch this one?
I'm liking where your head's at. Gosh, I mean, Blackburn haven't been great. I wonder why the odds makers have them such heavy favorites. Yeah, they no wins in their last five that I'm looking at. It could extend even longer. I don't know why. Yeah, I think I'm gonna put $50, same as you.
Yeah, I think that's a smart play right there.
Right, Carl. Next game, we go to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton hosts Coventry. Another fishy line here. Southampton favorites plus 135 at home. Coventry plus 170. Carl, you know I'm taking that Coventry action.
I mean, yeah. I don't see why you wouldn't. But
Plus 105, draw no bet. I'm definitely hitting that.
what's Southampton draw no bet?
Minus 130.
Ew, gross. What's draw? All
Plus 285.
right, give me 50 on a draw.
I'm going to take 50 on Coventry. Carl, 50 plus 285 on the draw. All right. Next game, we'll go to MKM Stadium, where your championship champions, Hull City, host West Brom Albion. Actually, West Brom favorites in this on the road, plus 145 straight up, plus 185 straight up for a Hull. Another fishy line, Carl. You know I'm hitting that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
You're giving me odds on the champ. I'm going with the champ at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the champ as well. Are you gonna go for straight up or draw no bet?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the draw no bet odds right as we speak. Plus 105 for Hull City.
Okay, yeah, I'll take Hull City, $50 straight up.
Samesies. You said straight up. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm taking draw no bet at plus 105. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City host Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough slight favorites on the road, plus 155 straight up. Bristol City plus 165. Who you got?
Yeah, this is definitely a tough one, seeing how it's at Bristol, but I mean they haven't, been super impressive, and Middlesbrough has been crushing it. So I
Yeah.
mean, I'd probably stick with Middles if I'm gonna bet. I would stick with Middlesbrough. What about you?
Yeah, I'd probably take Middlesbrough, draw no bet in this if I had to bet. I don't like them being on the road, but let's see if I get some juice on this. Nope, draw no bet, minus 125 for Middlesbrough. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Yep, same here. All right, next game we'll go to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts Sheffield Wednesday. Carl, this is your favorite big time long shots. Wednesday plus 1,000 straight up. Ipswich Town minus 425 straight up.
Yeah, give me $20 on Sheffield.
You want them straight up, or you at least want some insurance or some draw
What's
insurance?
the draw insurance looking like?
Let's check it out for you. Plus 750.
Yeah, give me that draw insurance for $20.
20 bucks, draw no bet,
This
plus
it's probably going to be
750.
5-0 at halftime.
It only takes one, Carl.
Only takes one.
Why does it keep giving me that? There we go. Okay. All right, Carl. You know what time it is. It's time to hit the Premier League.
Hit that sweet Chin Music.
I like it. Carl, we're going to start Saturday at the Turf Moor where Burnley hosted Fulham. 9 minutes in, Fulham have a corner that Burnley D can't stop near post, and Emile Smith Rowe takes advantage, putting it in for the 1-0 lead in the 21st minute. Some nice passing from Burnley finds an open Leslie Ugochukwu, and he easily rolls one past the keeper, squaring it up. In the 31st minute, Fulham have some nice passing of their own, and Calvin Bassey leaps and finds a cross that he heads in. Fulham up 2-1. In the 58th minute, Fulham are pressing, and Harry Wilson receives the ball on the right corner of the box, waits a second, and snipes the ball far side, putting him up 3-1. In the 86th minute, Burnley are pressing. Long pass over the crowd finds Oliver Sohn with a nice volley far side, but it wouldn't be enough. Fulham take this 3-2.
Burnley unfortunately fell behind, and looking at the stats, they really outplayed Fulham. And so my notes are, Burnley let Smith Rowe just have a wide open shot at it, and that was not good D. Ogechukwu had a nice one touch goal with the outside of his foot. That was sweet. To even it up. And then Fulham in the second half, especially, I said that they were playing with fire a lot. Like
Sure.
they
Yeah, I can see that.
yeah they almost Burnley had a lot of chances, and the Fulham goalie, Bernd Leno, he played pretty well.
Couple nice saves, yeah.
Burnley had 16 shots, 8 on target, compared to Fulham 6 and 4 on target. So Burnley was going after it. And Leno had 6 saves. So
No
yeah.
notes on Harry Wilson's goal in the second half.
I didn't have any.
Man, I'm telling you, I loved it. He got the ball, the left corner of the box, and did absolutely nothing. Just stood there and looked at the goalie for like a beat, maybe two beats. Like didn't move the ball, and then he just puts it in the corner. Like he just looked at the goalie and was like, "Oh yeah, this one's mine," and just smoked him.
Wow, yeah. I mean, Harry Wilson is he's quickly becoming Fulham's most important player, the announcers were saying. And I believe it. Like, that guy's a good player, and
Well, I do believe we got some bad news about Jedi, right?
did we? Is he
Yeah, I think he got hurt.
again?
Yeah.
'Cause it feels like he just had just come back.
No, I think he might actually miss the World Cup.
Really?
Yeah. Give me one sec.
It says just says Anthony Robinson makes long-awaited return.
Yeah, that's the old news.
And that's from
Maybe I misread a headline because I thought I saw news that he got hurt and it could have been serious. But
No, I don't think so.
yep, misinformed, excuse me.
Misinformed. Phil's reading the soccer version of National Enquirer.
I swear I saw the headline on ESPN, but I could be tripping.
Maybe it was a dream.
No, I wouldn't dream about Anthony Robinson, bro. No offense, but
Wake up in a cold sweat.
yeah. Oh my God.
Is Anthony okay?
Landon Donovan's hair plugs. All right, Carl, let's move to the Emirates where Arsenal hosted Wolves. Carl, you put a little $5 flyer on Wolves straight up plus 2,000.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I just was like, I put it on there and was like, all right, I just lit that shit on fire. And then he texts me that they tied it up.
Yep.
And so I'm like, oh shit, I gotta throw this on. Like, what happened? Maybe they'll get lucky and get a second goal. And then as soon as I turn it on, Wolverhampton puts in an own goal.
Yep. This game took a while. Credit to the Wolves. This is the second time against top tier Premier League squads that they went scoreless in the first half. They did it against Chelsea a few weeks back. So very impressive. But in the 70th minute, Arsenal's Bukayo Saka goes for the Olympico from the corner and just misses. But the ball goes off the far post and off Wolverhampton's keeper Sam Johnstone's back and goes in for the own goal. But as you said, 90th minute, Wolves sending balls to the goal, just hoping for something good to happen. And Tolu Orokodare gets his head on a low crosser and squares it up for the Wolves. But in the 90 plus four, Saka making things happen again, putting the cross into the box. And this time, Wolves' Yerson Mosquera gets his head on the ball. Another own goal. Arsenal win this game 2-1 despite Wolves scoring three goals.
Yeah, wow. I'm kind of surprised they gave Wolves an own goal on that Saka corner.
Yeah, I told you I was watching it real time, and I, even though it went off his head, so technically, yeah, it's an own goal, but I thought Arsenal like made the move.
No, yeah, on his it went off his back, right?
No, that was the first goal. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, Saka was in both of them. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it went off the post, the far post. So it went back into play and off his back. I don't think they have to give an own goal on that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, but I wanted to yell out Olympico, but
I mean, he almost got it. Holy smokes.
Oh, that don't last own goal on Wolves. Yeah, the announcers at first they're like, "Oh, Gabriel Jesus, his first goal in 11 months." And
Yeah.
everyone's just like all over him, and then they showed the replay, and he didn't even touch it.
Nope.
Yeah, so that's so Wolves.
All right, Carl, do we go to the city ground on Sunday or should we save that one for last? I'm just kidding. We're going to go to the city ground where my Nottingham Forest took on your Tottenham Hotspur. Carl, you know this was a DraftKings match of the week. We both put $75 on it. Straight up, you had the Spurs. I had Forest in the 28th minute. Tottenham totally fuck up in their own end, and Forest pounce. After the initial save, Callum Hudson-Odoi gets the rebound and puts it in for the 1-0 lead in the 50th minute. And oh my God, Hudson-Odoi has a wonderful flick from way out that bends past the Tottenham keeper for the 2-0 lead. And in the 79th minute, Forest are pressing, and Ibrahim Sangare strikes a beaut far side past the Spurs keeper. 3-0 Forest.
Oh my God. What a disaster.
And bragging rights for at least half a season, half a campaign for me.
Yeah, I mean that's some big bragging rights right there. I mean, Tottenham looked asleep the whole match. Just had no fight in them. It was all Forest all the way. That stupid turnover that led to the first goal. I think both the goalkeeper and the center back were to blame equally.
Yep.
The Tottenham fan section was huge. Did you see that?
Nope.
It was massive, and that was a lot of people going home unhappy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was, because I already knew the result, but so I was just watching to wait and see like when it was going to start to clear out. Yeah, it took until the third goal, but then yes, they started leaving. Hudson-Odoi's second goal, was that a cross or a shot?
It could have been a cross. It definitely could have been. But I mean, it looked good no matter how you scratch it, you know?
Yeah, are you starting to get is your excitement coming back for Forrest?
No, I think my Europa League excitement is there. We're playing well in the Europa. Possibly a chance to win that tournament and get into the Champions League next season. But as long as we're out of relegation right now, with the way we started, that's as excited. I mean, best case scenario, maybe we take 10th. You know,
Yeah.
like we're not getting anywhere near Europe tournaments in this year's campaign. So,
Yeah. No, if you finish 10th, I think that would be, after how it started, that would be a
Yeah.
successful
That
season.
oh, that'd be like crazy good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, next game, we'll go to London Stadium where East Ham United hosted Aston Villa. In the first minute, Villa fuck up in the defensive end, and Matheus Fernandes makes an impossible shot off the interception, putting East Ham up 1-0. In the ninth minute, Villa have the ball on the right side, and a perfect cross goes to a perfect header by Konstantinos Mavropanos. But it's an own goal against Mavropanos. Villa's squared up at one in the 24th minute. East Ham on the offensive, and Freddie Potts puts a shot on net, deflected by Jared Bowen. Again with Bowen. That puts East Ham up to one in the 50th minute. Villa press on the right side, and a nice cross to Morgan Rogers. Just takes one touch, and the second goes in, squaring it up at two. In the 79th minute, Villa slowly moving in when a pass to the center of the pitch finds Rogers again, and he puts a perfect strike on it. Villa win this 3-2, Carl.
Yeah, West Ham or East Ham was up 2-1 at halftime.
Yep.
They had to be feeling good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, on that first goal, they had a as high of a press as you can have. Like they were pressuring them basically on the end line, on the touch line,
Yeah.
and they forced
I
the
mean,
turn.
Villa fucked up, but yes,
Yeah.
they were pressing them. I mean, it was the first minute. We hadn't even hit 60 seconds in the game yet.
Yeah, so I mean that's as good of a start as you can have. And then yeah, Morgan Rogers, great game for him. And yeah, Villa, yeah, this their ascent back into the top of the near the top of the league is
Bro, they're
impressive.
hot.
They're
Red hot right
are
now.
hot, and when hot teams can have a maybe not their best performance and still come out with a win.
Yeah.
And they did, so they got to keep riding this wave.
I mean, I don't remember their exact record to start the season, but I'm looking at them right now. Three draws, three losses on the season. They started what? Their first three, four games without even getting a goal. They were atrocious, which
Yeah.
means they've won 10 out of their last 12, 10 out of their last 13. This is insane.
Yeah, their form check looks pretty nice right now. I mean, it is all W's, all green. So, yeah, they're doing great.
All right, Carl, let's finish off at G Tech Community Stadium, where Brentford hosted Leeds United. In the 70th minute, Brentford are pressing, and Leeds seem to have good D on the cross, but the ball deflects to Jordan Henderson, who slams it home for Brentford 1-0. But in the 82nd minute, Leeds pressing this time, and a cross to Dominic Calvert-Lewin is clean, and Calvert-Lewin heads it in. This game ends in a 1-1 draw, Carl.
Yeah, Leeds was super aggressive in this one. Brentford had more possession, but Leeds had 18 shots versus Brentford 7. So Leeds was definitely going after it. Good
Yeah,
for
the
them.
leads that the championship leads that we're accustomed to.
Yeah, but being in the Premier League, that stuff that's not going to allow them to run away with a match 4-1 automatically. It's a little bit different now. Yeah, I mean, Brentford's a tough place to play. They seem to defend their ground pretty well. But luckily for Leeds, they saved a point because they're still in 17th. They're not safe by any means.
No.
And this but this was big for Brent. I mean, this was big for both of them. Both
Yeah,
of them.
Brentford has not had good form lately either.
Yeah, so yeah, that's considering their positions in the table, a 1-1 draw seems about right.
Yep. I'm with you on that. All right, Carl, real quick, let's take a look at the standings. Wolves still 2 points in the cellar. Burnley in the middle of the three relegation zone teams at 10 points. East Ham United, 13 points. The only team within striking range, Leeds United, 16 points out of the relegation zone, but they're close. They're not far ahead.
Yeah. Hopefully this year we at least have a four team race.
It's not looking like it, Carl. This looks like it's going to be last season all over again, where we're going to know the three teams getting relegated by
I mean,
February.
I could see between Leeds and East Ham there being some push and pull, especially with Nuno in there now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you thought East Ham was going to get a little Nuno effect. They won a game, drew a couple. You thought, all right, this might be their turn, but no, their form has looked soft lately.
Yeah, but I mean, for them, one win, three draws, and two losses is an improvement. So, which is not good, but
no.
Yeah, I think we'll at least have we could have at least have a race between Leeds and East Ham. So
Leeds and East
here's
Ham,
hoping.
yeah.
Here's hoping we need because we need something to watch for the
yeah.
last.
Well, I mean, we know Wolves aren't climbing out of this.
Yeah, and Burnley, I mean, they still have a shot at it, but
they scored their first goal since October last week.
Yeah, not good. Maybe they can turn it around. Maybe they might sack their manager. Who knows?
Again.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. It's time to play our mascot game, where we go over mascots in the EFL Championship. I wanted to do trivia with you, Carl, but it just got a little too difficult with some of these names, like Red the Robin. Like, can you imagine who the mascot, Red the Robin, what team he's the mascot for?
Yeah, that's got to be Bristol City.
Exactly. And some of these ones I looked up, man, it just was so obvious. I couldn't play some trivia. So we might have to do like maybe a where are they now kind of mascot game, introducing the mascots of the EFL Championship. So, Carl, I will play a little bit of trivia with you. Can you tell me the championship team that has a Mr. and Mrs. set of mascots that are hippopotami?
I was hoping you would ask me that.
I knew you'd do some research into this.
Well, no, I just happened to be watching a highlight this week and I saw the hippopotami. I think it was a pink one and a blue one, if I remember correctly. But that team is my Stoke City Potters.
It is your Stoke City Potters, and let me tell you the names. It is Pottermus and Pottermiss are the names of the Stoke City mascots. The interesting fact I found in this, Carl, this is from an article in November of 2020 on Stoke on Trent Live.
Okay.
It is an article about the 20-year anniversary of when Mr. Pottermus stole Nuneaton Borough's Bruno the Bear's head in the middle of an FA Cup match, and the poor mascot had to chase his head down with no head. The mascot was chasing him down the pitch as Mr. Pottermus ran with Bruno the Bear's head.
Damn. Yeah, my respect level for Mr. Pottermus just skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The kind of shit you need to do. You know, I love a good mascot battle and pettiness between the mascots. See, and that's, you know, you see what happened. It got the attention of Pottermiss, and she couldn't resist him anymore. And she just said, oh, that's a bad boy right there. I need me a piece of that. So, good job.
There's, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, good job. What was it? Potter?
Pottermus.
Pottermus.
M-U-S. Pottermus and his wife, Pottermiss.
Good job, Pottermus.
Yeah, in this article, and I'm going to have to do more research on this, but Pottermus is a two-time mascot Grand National Champion, so no one to fuck around with, that's for
Wow.
sure.
Wow.
And then where is the quote? I'm sorry. I'm looking for this quote. Oh, Stokes 2000-2001 FA Cup campaign is remembered for two reasons: a nightmare first round replay at Nuneaton and Pottermus's finest hour. That was my favorite quote.
So the team lost to some like conference league team and then
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But they took they didn't go down without a fight, including the mascot.
Nuneaton. How do you spell that?
Nuneaton. I could be pronouncing it incorrectly, but that's how I imagine it is pronounced.
Yeah, so Bruno the Bear is no longer the mascot.
Those bastards. The
Yeah.
shame of losing his head. They had to kill him. They
Yeah. Just
euthanized Newton
shot
because.
some darts into him. Oh my God, yeah, this Bruno the Bear head is
Yep.
it's not great.
Little Teddy Ruxpin-ish,
Yeah, a little.
except for the live eyes. The old cartoons where people were looking through the portraits on the wall with eyes. Like, that's what
Yeah.
it looks like. There's holes cut out and you can actually see the guy's eyes inside the costume.
Yeah, that's weird for sure. You know what their Nuneaton mascot is now?
No, what is
What
it?
kind of animal? It's Hudson the Duck, a blue rubber duck. So R.I.P. Bruno.
Bummer. Bummer. I was waiting until they got promoted to championship and we were going to do a deep dive into Newton.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
All right, Carl. I got to get back on my page. Here we go. Let's take a look at next week's action in the Premier League. Same as Championship, no DraftKings match of the week, so feel free to bet on any game that you choose. We're going to start Saturday at Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth host Burnley. Bournemouth, big time favorites in this, -210. Burnley +550 straight up, Carl. I bet you're going Bournemouth in this one.
I'm not.
No.
You think I'm going Bournemouth?
Over Burnley?
Bournemouth's struggling right now.
Yeah, Burnley's lost five in a row.
I know they both suck right now. I know
They
Bert.
both suck.
Yeah, what's the draw odds?
Great question. +360.
All right, give me 25 on a draw.
Okay, I'm staying away from this. No odds.
Pussy.
All right, Carl, let's go to the Etihad where Man City host East Ham United. Man City big time favorites in this, -475 straight up, +1,000 for East Ham on the upset. Carl, you gonna put a flyer on this one too?
I'd love to, but Man City's looking too good right now. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Nope, not on the road. That's for
Yeah.
sure for East Ham
Yeah,
anyway.
so I'm gonna leave this one alone.
Same. Man City all the way. Haaland probably gets two.
Yeah.
I might put some money on it if I can get some a Haaland over 1.5 goals.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a good bet, I would think.
Yep. All right, Carl. We go to Molineux Stadium where Wolves host Brentford. Wolves +265. Brentford the favorites. An even +100 straight up. Who you got in this one?
I want to say like Wolves is gonna snap the streak, but until they do it, I can't put any money on them.
I mean, Brentford hasn't been great either, but yeah,
That's
no.
true.
Wolves is a hot dumpster fire. Who was it? Southampton last season was trying to get out of that worst premier team ever
Yeah.
category with, I believe it was Derby. Was it Derby or Hull? I think it was Derby.
Derby.
Yeah. I think Wolves are going to get the record they don't want this season. I think they're going to be the worst premier team of all time.
You know what? Fuck it. Give me 25 on Wolves draw no bet.
Let me see what that draw no bet is. Plus 160.
That's it. All
That's it.
right, take it off the board. I don't want it.
Yep, I didn't think so. All right, Carl, final game. We go to Elland Road where Leeds United host Crystal Palace. Leeds slight favorites in this plus 165 straight up. Crystal Palace plus 175 on the road. Who you got in this one, Carl?
This feels like it could be a Leeds win to me.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the odds right now to see what kind of draw no bet action we can get, because I think if I'm going to bet this, that's going to be the only way I do it.
I mean, Palace is having a great season so far.
Minus 110, minus 110 for Palace, minus 115 for Leeds.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not going to take either of them straight up. Ooh, what's draw? Draw plus 230.
That's
Yeah, I'll put a little money on a draw. Let's see. I'm going to put 25.
what's Palace straight up?
Palace straight up plus 175.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it alone.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, last week you went 1-1-6, losing
God.
$122.50, bringing your grand total to $564.46 on the season with a 28-11-45 record. I went 4-1-4. I won $89.36, bringing me to 867 even with a 32-11-44 record.
God damn. Another banner week for Carl. God, just call me Wolves.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, that's this needs to I need to turn this franchise around.
Yeah,
It's gotta start this week. I mean, I'm glad I'm still over I still got over half my money somehow. I mean, I think Preston probably saved me.
we started at like 1500, so
Did
no,
we?
you don't. Yeah. But we had to use that money to take futures. We put futures money in. I think we started under 1,000 for the live betting, so
Okay. Yeah, I've had a couple nice ones that have kind of saved me, kind of like last year, but you know, it's not pretty right now.
nope.
Hopefully, my New Year's resolution this year is to make better bets. So 2026 is upon us. So the cloudy skies will give way to the sunshine, and Carl will rise like a phoenix from the ashes of Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
No, not in Tottenham, that's for sure.
Fucking Spurs.
All right, Carl, it's been a great week. We had some exciting action in there. I look forward to next week's action, and don't look too far ahead. We got Boxing Day coming up. Man, what did we say? Three games going into the Christmas to New Year's week. We're gonna have a lot of action coming up. We're gonna hit that halfway point in both leagues, and then we're going down the home stretch. I'm excited. So thank you so much for joining me this week, Carl. Thank you all at home for joining us again this week. We will talk to you next week. Carl, say bye.
Everyone, it's been a real thrill. And everyone remember the real MVP of this season? Hippopotamus, my man. All right, everybody, have a good one.
The
The decapitating hippo.
decapitator.
They do that in real life too. All right, see y'all later.